judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action, God the righteous judge, shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Welcome to the Escape for Thy Life radio broadcast. This is a presentation of the independent Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist Church, a revival of original Adventism and ancient Christianity. Our speaker is Brother Nyron Medina.
Good day. This is Brother Medina for Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist, and please let us start with a word of prayer. Gracious, loving Father, please be with us as we enter into your word. Bless everyone listening and help them to know the truth and nothing but the truth. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Well, we are continuing a discussion on the secret rapture. We think we need to go back and talk more about this because this is the foundational teachings of evangelicals with regards to the second coming of Jesus Christ. The idea of the second coming of Jesus Christ have been presented by them as a rapture, what they call a secret rapture, a secret catching up in heaven, although that's not what the word rapture means. But that's what they say according to their teachings. We know that we must follow what the Bible tells us. And we know the Bible tells us nothing of a secret coming of Jesus Christ. But they teach a secret coming. And that secret coming is structured in such a way that it tells us that this coming of Christ is before the great tribulation, as they call it, or which is great cataclysmic events that were to take place upon the face of the earth. Events that include the Antichrist and the Mark of the Beast, etc. So they are telling us before the Mark of the Beast and the image of the beast and situations like these things take place, the church will be caught up in heaven to meet Christ so that the church does not face those things upon the face of the earth. That's what we are being told. And then we are being told those that are in the church that are caught up are some Christians, but some remain on the earth, we are being told, to face literally the Antichrist, and after that there will be another coming of Christ. So in other words, we had the first coming of Christ in which he died on the cross and was resurrected. We are being told that there will be a second coming that is divided into two phases, a secret coming and a literal coming for everybody to see. That's what they tell us. Now that teaching is false, absolutely false, because the Bible presents no secret coming but only a literal coming of Jesus Christ. That's all you will get in the Bible, no secret coming. Now we told people before that the idea of a secret coming of Jesus Christ, this rapture teaching, actually came from a person by the name of Margaret MacDonald, a 15-year-old girl in Scotland who was sick. In the 1830s, she was responsible for that teaching. This is what we have told people. Now, it so happens that we have her actual so-called vision that she claimed to get right here before us, where she actually presented a secret coming of Christ, a teaching of a secret coming. Now, If we look at this document I have here in front of me, this document tells us some very important thing which we need to read. I have it here, the Raptor Theory, Its Surprising Origin. I quote, the influence of John Darby. Now, John Nelson Darby was what we call the founder of the Brethren religion in England, which spread all over the world. And John Nelson Darby was an Oxford student and a theologian that spread a lot of false teachings all over the world. Now, here is what we are being told about him. I quote, many people have thought that John Darby, the founder of the Plymouth Brethren, was the originator of the Rapture Doctrine. Did you hear that? They think that he was the originator of the Rapture Doctrine. It continues, while many Christians long thought the Rapture Doctrine originated with John Darby, it is now known that this was not true. Did you see that? It was not true. We continue. Darby did popularize it. And that's the important point about John Nelson Darby. He is the one that popularized this secret rapture teaching by going to certain conferences in the United States of America and spreading his teaching there. Now we continue. Darby did popularize it. Schofield and others took it over. Now we have Cyrus I. Schofield, who gave what we call the Schofield Bible. And this Schofield Bible had these accounts of this so-called rapture in it. And it is Schofield's Bible where he put these footnotes that have about rapture in it. And it is this Bible that popularized the rapture teaching with many evangelicals, especially as the Pentecostal religion was now being created and birthed and developed in the United States of America in the early 1900s. So we continue. Darby did popularize it. Schofield and others took it over. But Darby provided the intellectual mantle that helped make it respectable. Many of those in the evangelical sphere of Christianity today are so certain of its veracity that it is accepted as the absolute truth of God. The fact is, however, John Darby received the knowledge of the doctrine from someone else. His source was Margaret MacDonald. Yes, my dear people, Margaret MacDonald, a 14-year-old sick child, a girl. Now we continue. The studies of Mr. MacPherson show that her sickness, during which she received her visions and revelations, occurred sometime between February the 1st and April the 14th, 1830. By late spring and early summer, in 1830, her belief in the two phases of Christ's coming was mentioned in praise and prayer meetings in several towns in western Scotland. In these meetings, some people were speaking in tongues and other charismatic occurrences were in evidence. Modern Pentecostalism had its birth. And there's an incident that took place in the Catholic Apostolic Church to which Margaret MacDonald belonged, which they claim to be manifestations of the Spirit, where you find they will be allegedly speaking in tongues, but it is not actual languages, and that people will get up and keep running around the church like if demons were chasing them, and they would be screaming. And they all believed that was of God. And this was the earliest form of the type of evangelical religion we now have today after the 1900s. But it appeared in the 1830s for a brief while and then went underground. Yes, my dear people. And this is the type of religion that Margaret MacDonald was in where she claimed to receive her visions. I continue. These extraordinary strange events so attracted John Darby that he made a trip to the area to witness what was going on. Though he did not approve of the ecstatic episodes that he witnessed, it is nonetheless significant that Darby, after returning from Scotland, began to teach that Christ's advent would occur in two phases. Did you see that? So when Darby went to Scotland to meet this Catholic Apostolic Church and Margaret MacDonald, he taught that Jesus Christ would have a literal second coming, in which everybody would see. But after he went and visited them, he took up the teachings there of a two-phase second coming, one secret and one literal. So let's continue. We are told, after returning from Scotland, he began to teach that Christ's advent would occur in two phases. Macpherson shows good evidence that Darby even visited Miss MacDonald at her home. And by the way, he visited her at her home for 3 days. There can hardly be any doubt that the visions and spiritual experiences of Miss MacDonald are the source of the modern doctrine, but belief in such paranormal experiences is dangerous, especially when they are contrary to scriptural teachings. End of quote. Yes, my dear people. And this clearly gives us a brief account of where this rapture teaching came from. This rapture teaching is an invention of a little girl who claimed to have a vision. And here we have a copy of her vision, which was what we call recorded in 1861 in the Catholic Apostolic Church. It was put there for them to read. Now here is this vision. We're going to read parts of it where you would see she's teaching a secret coming. Observe, a coming where the average person in the world will not see and will not know. That's how you know the doctrine is false, when you hear a secret coming in her teachings. I quote, "Oh, it is not known what the sign of the Son of Man is. The people of God think they are waiting, but they know not what it is." She continues, "I felt this needed to be revealed and that there was great darkness and error about it." That is the sign of Jesus' coming. She continues, "But suddenly, what it was burst upon me with a glorious light. I saw it was just the Lord himself descending from heaven with a shout. Just the glorified man, even Jesus." So that was the sign of his second coming, the glorified man, Jesus. She continues, "But that all must, as Stephen was, be filled with the Holy Ghost, that he might look up and see the brightness of the Father's glory." End of quote. Did you see that? In this statement here, "You must be filled with the Holy Spirit, that you may look up to see the brightness of the Father's glory." This is what she's telling us. But she continues, "I saw the error to be that men think that it will be something seen by the natural eye. But this spiritual discernment that is needed, the eye of God in his people." End of quote. Did you see that? So she's saying people think that with the naked eye they will be able to see the second coming of Christ. But she say, no, you have to discern it. You have to have spiritual discernment to see it, which would mean that you will not see the second coming of Christ with a naked eye. Only those that have spiritual discernment or filled with the Holy Spirit, as Stephen was, would be able to see it. That's what she's telling us. That's nothing else but a secret coming at which only some Christians will be able to see it. And that's what she's telling us in her vision. Now remember, this is a 15-year-old girl who is sick and who is practicing this kind of phenomenon they call speaking in tongues and levitating and all these sort of things. Now we continue. A little later on, she says this. "This was the oil the wise virgins took in their vessels. This is the light to be kept burning, the light of God, that we may discern that which cometh not with observation of the natural eye. Did you see that? But then she is saying, this was the oil the wise virgin took in their vessels. That's what she was saying. And she's saying, it is the light to be kept burning, which is the light of God. And she's saying that we may discern that which cometh not with observation of the natural eye. That is what she's saying. So in other words, we won't see this with the natural eye. That's what she's saying. But the light of the Holy Spirit is what will make us see it. Here again, she's telling us about a secret coming. A coming where with the natural eye, you will not be able to see it. We continue. Only those who have the light of God within them will see the sign of his appearance. And that sign, she tells us, it is the man Christ Jesus himself in a glorified body coming back to the earth. Did you hear what she said? Did you hear that? Only those who have the light of God within them will see the sign of his appearance. No need to follow them who say, see here or see there, for that day will be as lightning to those in whom the living Christ is. End of quote. Did you see that? In other words, only in those whom the living Christ is, it will be as lightning. And that's the reason why we are being told here it's a secret coming, a secret rapture, a secret catching up. She even goes on to say, I quote, I saw that we must be in the spirit that we might see spiritual things. End of quote. Did you see that? So if a person isn't in the spirit, they won't be able to see spiritual things, which is the second coming of Jesus Christ. So she's advocating here a secret coming. Now we continue in her document. She said this, I felt that those who were filled with the Spirit could see spiritual things and feel walking in the midst of them, while those who had not the Spirit could see nothing. So that two shall be in one bed, the one taken and the other left, because the one has the light of God within, while the other cannot see the kingdom of heaven. End of quote. Did you see that? So even though the Bible tells us two will be in the field, one taken and the other left, two will be grinding at the corn mill, one taken and the other left, the Bible is using this to show us that some will be ready for the second coming of Christ and some would not be ready. But what is she telling us? She's telling us this two here, where one will be taken and the other left, is because one could see it spiritually and the other one cannot see it spiritually. This is what she's telling us. So she's given us the impression that it is a second coming that is secret and only those who have the Holy Spirit can see it. Now we are showing you that this is a false teaching. This is an erroneous teaching. This is a wrong teaching. This is what we have been showing you. And the Bible clearly tells us that this teaching is wrong. We want to look at the first presentation of how Christ will return to the earth just as he left the earth to go up into heaven. The first presentation of it. In Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to verse 11, here is what we are told. I quote, and while he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Did you see that? So a cloud received Jesus out of the sight of the apostles. Continuing, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. End of quote. Did you see that? So what did the disciples see? They see a cloud receive Jesus and took him up into heaven, and then he disappeared. And this angel is telling them, because there were two angels, and one of them is saying to them, this same Jesus, as you see, go up in this cloud, so you will see him returning. Which means they will see a cloud coming and Jesus on that cloud. That's what they will see. The angel did not tell them that they have to have the Holy Spirit to discern his coming and the world wouldn't see it. No. That's not what was said. So here the Bible is telling us of a literal second coming where people will literally see Jesus Christ. That's what we're being told. So if we go now to Matthew chapter 24 and we look at verse 26 to 28 first of all, and then 30 to 31, here is what we are told. I quote from verse 26. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber, believe it not. Why are we being told that about the second coming of Christ? Because if somebody tells you he's in the desert, it meant that he came in secret where the world did not know, and he went into the desert, so now you have to go there to find him. If they told you that he's in some secret chambers, it meant he came in secret and people did not know. That's what they are telling you here. But it goes on. It says this in verse 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Did you see that? So when lightning shines in the east, you see it in the west. So also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. What does this mean? It means the world will see it. Because when the lightning shines in the east, it is seen even unto the west. So you will see Christ's coming. And then we are told, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. And this is a common thing in nature. There's a dead body here on the ground, and when, like some animal, like a dog or a cow, and from far away you see a whole set of carrion crows or vultures or corbels moving around in a circle, you know then that there's a dead animal there. And Christ is using this to tell us you would see signs that he's coming. Because look, you're seeing the corbels showing that there's a dead body. So you will see signs that he's literally coming. So, in other words, there is nothing in the Bible that tells us about a secret coming. If we go down to 30 and 31, here is what we are told in Matthew 24. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Did you see that? The sign of the Son of Man shall appear in heaven. Continue. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Did you see that? There they are literally seeing him, and they are mourning. Why? Because they are not prepared, and they are lost. They are seeing with the naked eye. There is no spiritual discerning of his coming because they have Christ. We are told here, all the tribes of the earth. Why? Because everybody will see him when he comes the second time. It's not a secret coming. It continues in verse 31. And he shall send his angels with a sound, a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. End of quote. Did you see that? So even angels will be seen on the earth. And they will be seen taking those who are resurrected up with them. This is a spectacle. A great grand spectacle. A global phenomenal spectacle that will be seen all over the world. You will hear a big, big trumpet song getting louder and louder, deafening song all over the world. And then suddenly you will see angels appear landing as Christ is seen with this big bright cloud coming down to the earth. And angels will just be receiving people who are resurrected and taking them up to Christ with this cloud. and the world will see it. That's what we are being told. That's the picture, the image the Bible gives of the second coming of Christ. But yet these people have looked away from these truths to believe what? To believe a vision of a 15-year-old girl who was sick and who was in spiritualistic phenomenon? Something that cannot be ratified in scriptures? And this teaching has spread far and wide all over the earth through John Nelson Darby and his prophetic conferences that he had in the United States in the late 1800s, and also through Cyrus Inglefield Schofield's Bible, where he placed this secret rapture in the footnotes of the Bible, and that this Bible became the Bible of the evangelical movement when it was born in the 1900s, the early 1900s in the United States. And it's from there this teaching spread. Let me tell you this. We need to take this into consideration. We need to take this into consideration. Look at a conspiracy here. Would you believe that Schofield's Bible was printed in Oxford University? Would you believe that international bankers funded this Bible? And those bankers were Jewish people? Why? Because in this Bible, we were told that Israel will take back the promised land. That's what it was told in this Bible, in some of its footnotes. And as a result of that, these people printed this Bible, these Jewish wealthy barons, international bankers, printed this Bible in Oxford University. And do you know what they did? They gave out thousands of this Bible free in England and in the United States. And that's what made Mr. Schofield's Bible spread so far and wide in which his rapture teaching was. Additionally, Schofield himself was in a secret order. A secret order that had seven people making up the membership of it. And that secret order used to literally refer back to these international bankers. The whole thing was a conspiracy. This is not Christianity. This is not the Holy Spirit working. This is an agenda that people had to get back the Holy Land. And the Jews did get it back. They did get back the state of Israel here in 1948. But all this was presented in this Bible before. But we need to give you more scriptures that shows you the point about this secret rapture. We will do that in our next study. But until then, remember this important thing. The secret rapture teaching is false. It is not something taught in the Bible. It's an erroneous doctrine. It did not come from the Bible. It came from an alleged vision of a 15-year-old sick child in Scotland by the name of Margaret MacDonald. That's where it came from. The Bible teaches the literal, visible second coming of Jesus Christ. So may God bless you until we meet again. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for another Escape for the Life Read broadcast. Remember that you can call us at 528-2123. That's 528-2123. Or 531-7558. We do look forward for you joining us again next week when we present to you another edition of Escape for Thy Life. Until next time, may God bless you.
How shall we stand in the great day? How shall we stand in the great day? Shall we be found?